Saginaw Valley is the small class sizes. Not only do you get to know your peers better and make great friends in class, but you also get more individual attention from your professors. I love that SVSU is in close proximity not only to home, but also other colleges, as I am still able to stay in touch and meet up with friends from other schools. From studying abroad in Ireland, I found myself to become way more independent than I was before. I think in my future as a teacher, my study abroad experience will help me in the area that every student is different, and I'm going to need to learn to think on my toes.
For more information on Saginaw Valley State University, including more stories from students and alumni, visit iam.svsu.edu.
So you just set a school record? Great. It might be one for the books, but it's all for naught without good sportsmanship. That record will be topped one day, but showing respect, integrity, and class along the way will always be remembered. Nothing beats good sportsmanship. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
Score from Flint Beecher High School. Flint Beecher 61, USA 38. In the regional semifinals, Flint Beecher advances to the regional finals on Wednesday to take on Montrose here on their home court in Flint, Michigan. Let's go through by the quarters. USA was leading after one, 14-7, and at halftime they're leading 23-22. But then Flint Beecher outscored USA 21-8 in the third quarter to take a 43-31 lead into the fourth quarter, where they outscored USA again 18-7 for a final score of 61-38. Leading scorers for Flint Beecher: Tez Ivory, number 23, the 6'2 senior, ended up with 19 points. He did it consistently throughout the game. Quay Burks with 12. Malik Allison with 9 points, Tommy Johnson with 8, Mike Hurd with 6 points, then Dellen Willis with 2, Levain Blake with 2, and Isaiah Reed with 1 to round out your scoring of 61. Flint Beecher on the night was 6 for 9 from the free throw line for 66%, and they had 9 turnovers on the night compared to USA's 20. USA leading scorer, Brennan Ballard, 25 of USA's 38 points tonight, and 21 of those coming in three quarters. Zach Kramer, 9 points off of 3 threes, and Aaron Sines with 4 points. Only 3 scores for USA on the night, and they were 0 for 4 from the free throw line on the night, all coming from Brennan Ballard. John Mooney?
As far as shooting is concerned, you know, USA did not shoot that poorly tonight. I thought they gave a real good accounting for themselves. In the entire game, they had 17 makes out of 42 attempts. And believe me, those 42 attempts were earned because there was full court pressure like you just wouldn't believe. But 17 for 42 is 40%, and that is something that every coach would accept. For the Flint Beecher Bucks, they had 25 field goals make out of 56, 44%. Seems like statistically a close match, but there's a lot going on in the third quarter that basically just sealed the deal. Just to give you an example, Flint Beecher was 9 for 17, 52%. They really turned up the heat, and after that was just coasting just for the victory.
You know, through this game we had 4 lead changes and 3 ties. Ryan Brown, what was the feel from the sidelines from the first half to the second half?
Well, it was totally different. It was like two different teams. USA come out firing on all cylinders, playing with some heart, playing with some emotion, passion, everything you wanted. Everything was going their way, and I think Beecher kind of was in a lull. They weren't expecting so much fight from this USA Patriot team. Second half was totally different. They came out a little sluggish, a little slow, turned the ball over quite a bit, had a hard time getting the ball over the timeline, really. And then you could definitely tell the frustration started to set in by the USA Patriots. You could see it on their face that they're getting frustrated with themselves, frustrated with their play, and everything just changed after that.
And we have another final score here from Thumbtailer Sports. Mount Clemens defeats Marlette 75-39. Mount Clemens, of course, the number one team in the state for majority of the season in Class C, takes out Marlette. So really no other Class C teams in the area advancing for our coverage area. With USA out now, Marlette's gone. Bay City All Saints is actually in Class D. They lost to Peck.
What's interesting, too, is the last time that Mount Clemens faced Beecher was in last year's regional. And, of course, Beecher took that one. And the way the brackets are set up, they're not scheduled to meet unless it's way down the line towards the Breslin, in fact.
Well, you hate to see a run end like this. And, of course, it has to end somewhere, unfortunately. And USA kind of ran into a buzzsaw there in the second half, falling 61-38. But, I mean, you could feel the energy in the air here when USA came out to that 14-7 lead in the first quarter. It was unreal.
Beecher took a few punches, and USA delivered them, and by golly, it was right in the nose. But that woke them up, I think. And it's one thing you don't want to do is wake up a sleeping giant, but, hey, that's part of basketball. And you know that Coach Williams went into halftime and basically was calm about it, saying, look, this is what we need to do. These guys have gotten your attention. They play good basketball in the thumb. And so what you have to do is get serious out here, and they did. Their offensive sets were basically to feed the post and get some good outside shots off the kickouts and so forth. I thought they played a really good game plan in the second half. They showed why they are two-time state champs.
And unfortunately, we need to say goodbye to some seniors. John Mooney, why don't you do the honors?
Well, here we have the Unionville area Patriots, Unionville Cebuang area Patriots. And we're going to be saying goodbye to, I think, one of the best point guards in the area. I thought he did a real yeoman's job this year, is Nick DeSempler. Three-point specialist Zach Kramer, he just was just thrilling everyone all year with the triples that he made. Hard worker Brandon Harper came off the bench, filled in every thing that, or did everything he could do. Brady McBrayer got off the bench today and gave a good accounting of himself. Hayden Ewald, he was just yeoman all year. And Seth Gangler, he had his role and he played it perfectly all year. And last but not least, I am going to miss my favorite aircraft carrier, Brennan Ballard. He has just been a real, like I said, pleasure to watch and real fun just to enjoy the things that he can do and all of the improvements that he's made over the years. It's been fun.
It's been a true pleasure, especially to watch all the seniors here, all the teams throughout the course of our WLIW Sports broadcast season here. Ryan Brown, your thoughts from the season, from tonight, from everything?
Well, from the very first game we did, Cass City and Bad Axe, I think we were in for a wild ride after that. That game came right down the wire. Every game we covered was outstanding. Kids played their hearts out. Coaches coached their butts off. Hats off to every team in the area on an outstanding season, especially to all the seniors. You would truly be missed. Make sure you come back to your programs, teach the younger kids something. Always be ready to go.
And, of course, we've been meaning to mention this for a long time. But throughout the course of every game, it's the same routine. We set up, I go to the concession stand, get a minimum of four waters and a popcorn. And we'd like to congratulate the Lakers on taking the popcorn title this year. Last year, USA, the Dark Horse, took it in districts.
And it was tough because Sandusky really,
It was a three-horse race between USA, Ubley, and Sandusky last year. But this year we found the consistency, the warmth, the salt content, the butter content. Excellent work for Lakers. Of course, we had the treat of being at districts there last year. This has absolutely nothing to do with basketball, by the way. But we'd always like to point out, Kent Chetler there won the game for Lakers. Served it with pride. And, of course, it takes a lot of people to put together a high school basketball game, from the concession stand, from the athletic staff, to the secretaries, to the teams, to the custodians, to all the volunteers. We applaud you. We thank you for another yet great season of high school basketball in the Thumb, Michigan.
Looking forward to doing it again.
We'll be back next year, like I say, as always. Unless Manhattan calls, I'll be back. And I don't see that happening anytime soon. Ryan Brown, final thoughts from tonight.
It was a great game. USA played well for one half. It's unfortunate they ran out of steam in that second half. Beecher.